Blog Talk Radio.
Preventing you from achieving great success? Well, let's go on a journey together and discover this very question as we explore the essence of what's at the root of why we fail. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing life gaps from where you are to where you desire to grow. You see, each week we come together to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you for tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Don't you want to achieve your destiny? I know I sure do. Here on Motivational Mondays with Master Motivator Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. You see, our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to now. And you may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? Well, you're asking some great questions on the Motivational Monday, and I'm feeling the vibrations. You're working your vision so you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Each episode of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams is rich and insightful. We encourage you to take a moment to visit our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Inspired Media for you. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey known as life. Allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. And boy, do I love Mondays. I will be sharing with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around today's topic, and at which time we're going to open our program up for your audience participation, your questions and comments. We truly do love the interaction with you. It lends to a greater richness. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, don't be shy. Jump right on in at any time with your questions and your comments, and we definitely want to engage with you. As we move forward, we want to encourage you, if you don't already have your notepads, pencils, laptops, desktops, whatever you need, tablets to capture your notes, you want to grab it, because on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, we are in our Shape Up series, and it is time to shape up and win. You're shaping up as it relates to working your vision so you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a really quick moment to invite someone to share in today's show with you. Allow those awesome little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, go old school, send an email, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Oh my gosh, I think you get it. Bottom line, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We truly want you to know that we extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks for your support with expanding our outreach, because we couldn't do it without YOU, and we absolutely know that. So we thank you so much. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, we're looking at some common reasons why people fail. Common reasons why people fail. You know, why people fail is truly a hot topic in my coaching practice, and without question, it is a subject that one has to evaluate regularly. I, too, am evaluating this very subject regularly on my journey. And when it comes to our goals and our desires, no one, absolutely no one, establishes their goals and their desires, and then they say, yes, I want to fail. Of course not. The mindset is not one of failing, but yet studies have discovered that most people who set goals fail to achieve them. Actually, there was a study done that about some time ago, I don't know exactly what year it was, but the study showed, the research found, that as high as 92% of people who set their goals, their New Year's resolutions, fail to achieve them. That means that only a mere 8% of people actually achieve the goals that they set for themselves. And of course, this is truly concerning, right? Absolutely it is. So when you get the numbers and you hear the data, it's like, oh, wow. So many people set their target, but they fail to hit them. Why? This is a great question. Why is that? Why do individuals fail to reach their target? And what about you? Let's talk about you. YOU. Do you set goals but fail to achieve them? Do you set goals that you fail to achieve often? Do you set goals that you too fail to achieve? If that's the case, then you are in the right place, because if you are like the majority of the people who set goals but fail to reach them, you need to stay tuned right where you are and find out the reason why. Because if you don't get to the root cause, you will not be able to make a shift and adjust away from whatever it is that has become a constraint for you, a bottleneck that's preventing you from achieving the desired success that you want. So let's look at a few most common reasons why people fail to achieve their goals. Not all of the reasons, because they are many. They really are. It's a long laundry list of reasons why. But I wanted to extract just a few to give you some insight so that wherever you are, you can process and make the adjustments that you need to make so that you're able to be in a position to get greater results. Again, this is a question why people fail that is evaluated often in my coaching practice. My clients often want to know, well, why did I fail, Coach Adams? And we're evaluating and digging into this question, and that's why I wanted to bring it to the airwaves, to Motivational Mondays, so that you too listening in would be able to process around and adjust where you need to adjust. You know, it's so interesting because I know that many of you have seen a dog with a bone, right? And that's how we should be with our goals and our dreams. This dog with the bone. When that dog has that bone in his mouth, you better not dare try to take that bone away from that dog. You can try all you want, but you will not be successful in that because that little doggy poo is going to hold on to that bone for dear life, no question about it. So we need to be like that as it relates to our vision, our dreams, our goals. We need to have that same level of commitment as the dog with the bone. Because one of the reasons why people fail is that they're not committed. Bottom line, they're not committed. They lack the dedication that's needed in the area of what they desire. So, you know, to achieve our goals, we must be 100% committed. You know, I think about a woman who's pregnant and she's preparing to give birth. She can't say that I'm committed to carrying the baby, but I'm not committed to going through labor. No, there has to be a sold out 100% commitment. The same is true for us regarding our vision, our goals, and our dreams. We must be all in 100%. And the reason why people fail is that they're not committed. Oftentimes, people get divorced because they're not 100% in. In the back of their mind, you get on my last nerve, I'm going to divorce court. Bye-bye, I'm out of here. I'm leaving you. In a business partnership, two people say we're going to be in business together. And you know, things go off the rails slightly, and one is like, I'm out of here. They don't want to work through the difficulty because they're not fully bought in. They don't have that fullness of dedication, that 100% commitment that's required to achieve our goals. So I want you to think about a woman giving birth. Think about the woman that gave you birth. If she said, I'll just carry the baby, but I won't go through labor and delivery, you would not be here today because you can't have one without the other. You can't just carry and not have to deliver. The same is true regarding our vision, our goals, and our dreams. There are certain stages associated with that commitment, but you can't just commit to one stage and not the other. You see, many are committed to, they want the bling bling of success on the other side, but usually those that have gained that great level of success, they've gone through a lot of adversity, a lot of issues, a lot of hiccups, a lot of stuff. And so you can't say, I want the success and the vibrancy of what that looks like without maintaining the commitment and that dedication to it 100%. So when you're carrying that baby of your vision and your goals and your dreams, you can't just carry the baby. You also have to deliver it and care for it. So 100% in. But no commitment, a lack of commitment is why people fail. You know, another reason I have found that people fail is they give up too soon. So one, they're not even committed 100%. And because they're not committed 100%, guess what? It doesn't take much for them to throw in the towel and quit before the success is achieved. And when I think about throwing in the towel, I think about a boxer being in the ring and they throw in the towel. And so this is the thing, saying the game is over, the fight is over, it's a wrap. You can't throw in the towel in life. You can't just give up because it gets too difficult. You can't just give up because you want overnight success. And the reality is that there is no overnight success. The journey to success is a process. And for those that are regular listeners, you've heard me make this statement before, because this is one that I frequently mention because it's so key that we must understand. We can't wave a magic wand and poof, we are successful, or rub the genie on the bottle and the genie comes out and asks the genie, take out the process. I only want the success. Because the journey to success is a process. You can't have the success without the process. You can't wave the magic wand. There is no overnight success per se. Even for those that has been stated their overnight successes, they've been doing some things behind the scenes that you didn't even know about. So in essence, that what appears to be an overnight success truly is not. There's been some grinding and some putting in the effort and the work behind the scenes. Another reason that I have found why people fail, and that's what we're talking about. We're evaluating and looking at this very topic. Why? So that we can now adjust where we need to adjust. Because if you realize in listening in these few moments that we've shared already, that your issue is that I'm not truly committed. Coach Adams, I'm not 100% in, and that's my issue. Today is your day to adjust. You know, I can remember on my journey, and I've been on my journey at different levels since 1989, long time in the trenches. Full-time entrepreneur since 2005. Now that in and of itself is huge, that I've not had a full-time salary since 2005. I've been a full-time entrepreneur. And I'm very grateful for the journey that I've been on. I'm very grateful for all that has been accomplished, for what has been achieved, and, you know, just the sustainability, because that's huge to be able to say that I have been an entrepreneur full-time, no full-time salary, since 2005. I say that because that speaks to the dedication and the commitment that I have to my assignment. And a part of my assignment, you're being the beneficiary of it right now. You're getting the benefit of it through Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, and we thank you for tuning in today. And so know that if you are not committed to your goals, to your vision, to your dreams, you're not 100% sold, you're not fully vested, fully in, then that is a part of why you're dealing with failure, why people fail. That's what we're talking about, some common reasons why people fail on the journey. You have to be all in, and you cannot give up too soon. Just because things get a little difficult, it gets tough, and you say, I quit, throwing in the towel, because of the difficulty. You have to be, we have to be, I have to be concerning my assignment and my vision, my goals and my dreams. You must be like that dog with a bone in their mouth, holding on for dear life, fighting for it. Somebody tried to take it away from you. You're growling and you're fighting and you're like, no, mine, because of the commitment that you have associated with it. And because of that, you will not give up. You won't give up too soon. You'll continue forward until you reach the desired level that you want to achieve. And that is different for each person. What that may look like for me, Coach Adams, is different than what it may be for you. But the bottom line is, don't give up too soon. Don't throw in the towel. Don't quit because of difficulty. Don't quit because of some slight obstacles and it gets a little hairy in there every now and again and here and there. No. Continue to fight. Press through. Because I assure you that pressing through, oh, it's well worth it when you get on the other side. But you won't know what it's like to be on the other side if you quit. And many throw in the towel all the time because of the adversity, because it gets a little bit hairy, a little bit difficult, a little bit hard. And so they say, oh, I'm going to quit. And they give up too soon. And it was just so hard. Coach Adams, you don't understand. Don't tell me I don't understand because you don't know my journey. Believe me. You must be committed. You can't give up too soon. A lot of people have the wrong perception and beliefs around success. And that's why I want to keep us anchored in understanding and being reminded that the journey to success is a process. Success is the consistency of the many small steps that happen along the way. The consistency, and notice that word is so key, consistency. Now, I can tell you, being transparent with you, early on in my journey, I can remember a time when I was consistently inconsistent. I can be transparent about that now being on the other side. We got to own it. We got to own where we are on our journey. And when you're able to own it and say, oh, yeah, you know, Coach Adams, you have a point. I've been consistently inconsistent. Yeah, I've been consistent at being inconsistent. And that is a part of the issue. That's a part of the problem. So we have to be consistent on our journey. And we have to put forth the effort. Each small step, each step. If you just simply take one step in the direction of your desired goal each day for 1 year, guess what? You've taken 365 steps. You are 365 steps further than you would have been if you didn't take any steps. So about, oh, my God, I got to do all of, no, just take one step each day. Build the habit of doing what you say that you are going to do. Because the daily practices, the daily routines that we have each day make a difference. So every day, do something. Do something every day in the direction of your desired vision, your goals, and your dreams. Be consistent in that to achieve the success that you desire. You got this. But if you have to make the decision in your mind, number one, I'm fully committed to the process. Understanding that the journey to success is a process. I'm fully committed, 100%. I'm sold. I'm fully in. And that I will not quit and give up too soon. I will continue to be consistent and persist. I will fight for it. Why? Because I know that there's no overnight success and that I can't wave this magic wand and rub the genie on the bottle, that I must do and put forth the effort required consistently because the journey of success is a process. Another reason that I have found why people fail common reasons is what we're talking about. Procrastination. Has that little bugaboo of procrastination gotten you? I know there's been times when procrastination has gotten me. Have to be transparent and honest about that. Still in process, working to grow and close that gap daily. This failure to take action. And this failure to take action is so key because action is the converter to our dreams becoming a reality. So ultimately, if you are sitting and allowing that little bugaboo of procrastination to get you and you're failing action, this is the ultimate killer of your dreams because you have to take steps in the direction of that because the action is the converter. I often use the analogy that if you're sitting on the bench of life and you're watching the game on the court or on the field and you're just sitting there, you're missing it. It's moving. It's going by. The action is on the field. The action is on the court. But if you're sitting on the bench, you're missing it. And you have to be actively involved in the process. And that's why this is the ultimate killer of our goals, because procrastination, the failure to take action, it gets us every time. And I've been guilty on my journey putting off what we can do today for tomorrow. I hear Annie singing, tomorrow, tomorrow, I love you tomorrow, you're only a day away. We put things off for the next day, and as we see, they begin to pile up, and we have all of this stuff. And now we have created this big old elephant, and we're sitting here overwhelmed by this elephant like, oh, my gosh, what do I do now? But we've created it because we've procrastinated. We didn't do and take those steps that we could and needed to do each day. And so now we're dealing with this big old elephant, and now we're trying to figure out how do I eat this elephant? But we've created it. Well, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. If you take it one bite at a time, guess what? Each bite minimizes it and gets you closer to eating it in its fullness. But that goes back to those action steps. You got to get off the bench, actively be doing things. That's the converter. So procrastination is one that gets a lot of us. Oh my gosh. This is a subject that individuals deal with, and it's a situation that I'm constantly coaching my clients away from procrastination because it's so easy to fall in that pit of procrastination because we give so much value to tomorrow. We underestimate the value of today, this now moment that we have, and we keep putting things off. And so people procrastinate because, you know, of what they're feeling, whatever those feelings may be. And so they choose to listen to those feelings and those emotions rather than allowing their lives to be driven by principles, principles versus feelings and our emotions. Because the reality is, some of you may be listening in, tomorrow morning your alarm is going to go off. And I'm sure when it goes up, you're not going to bounce up out of the bed like a jack-in-the-box if you're going to work for someone else, especially because that you're giving into someone else's vision. But every day we make a decision beyond our feelings to determine when the alarm goes off, you know that you can't just say, oh, I don't want to go. You have to make a decision beyond what you're feeling in that very moment. And that is the key with breaking this chain of procrastination. You have to live your life not based on how you feel, but based on principles. Principles have to be the driver. You see, successful people, they have feelings too. Don't underestimate. You know they have feelings, but they have learned to manage their feelings and control their emotions better than most people, so that their feelings and their emotions are not getting the best of them. They have them contained and under control. And that's why they're able to obtain and acquire the success that they've been able to acquire. And so I want you to know that this is so key. Break that chain of procrastination. Regardless of how you're feeling, get up and do. Take the necessary action steps that are required that you need to take so that you can get the results that you desire. That was rich. I hope you got it. If you missed it, you can always go back to the archives. Okay, so what have we talked about so far as we're looking at the common reasons why people fail in achieving their desired goals, their visions, and their dreams? Number one, we said there is no commitment. There's a lack of commitment. There's no dedication. You're not 100% in. You're not fully sold into whatever the vision is, the goals and the dreams. You have to be pregnant like a woman with a baby. She can't just say, I'm going to carry the baby. That's cute, yes, but I'm not going to go through labor and delivery. Again, I remind you, if the woman that gave birth to you said, oh, I'm just going to carry the baby and didn't go through labor and delivery, you would not be here. And in actuality, when it's time for the baby to come forth, if the woman quits in the midst of that, guess what? Not only is her life in jeopardy, but the life of the baby that she's carrying is also at jeopardy. So I want you to know that the process of labor and delivery, all a part of the journey. There's joy in carrying the baby, but there's difficulty in giving birth, the pain, the threshold of that. But on the other side of that great adversity, oh, but when they put the bundle of joy in our hands, it shifts that pain, and now that pain, there's a great cause on the other side of it, this bundle of joy that one has received. And so I want you to know that that is so important, so key, so crucial of understanding on the journey. And so when you're looking at that, we have to know that this is so important. We have to understand that it is so key for us to recognize, not only do I just carry the baby because that's cute, I got to press it through. I got to be fully committed. And I want you to really see that illustration and get that point. Don't give up too soon. Continue to fight for your vision, understanding that the journey to success is a process. And then procrastination. We said that procrastination, we already identified that that requires that I must take steps of action, daily action steps. And then many fail because of the fear of failure. Do you fail to reach your goals because you are afraid to fail? I want you to know you're not alone. Many struggle with this fear of failure. We must understand that failure is an inevitable part of success. It's a part of the process of the journey. In order to succeed only once, we have to have the willingness to simply fail, to try, to do it, to put it out there. So if we make a shift in the way in which we view failure. Now, this is key. Choose to treat failure as feedback. Ooh, the insight that we gain, because it's all right to fail. It's okay. It's a part of the process. As long as you don't quit. So the key is to learn from your failures. Learn from it. And if you learn from your failures, you will eventually succeed, because that becomes insight and wisdom for the next effort that you put forth. So do this. Do this for me, okay? Do this for Coach Adam. Stop asking yourself, what if I fail? Don't ask yourself, what if I fail? Instead, ask yourself, what can I learn from this situation? What is the lesson to be learned? I'm sure you've heard of Thomas Edison, right? Failed more than 10,000 times. But he never looked at his attempts as failure. And I love the mindset of Thomas Edison. When he was asked, he said, you know, I simply was successful 10,000 times because I found the ways that didn't work. Now, that is truly a paradigm shift, viewing the failure in a different way. Many of us won't try because we're afraid of failure. We're shaking in our boots. Oh, I don't want to fail. And so we don't try. I want you to think about and envision a toddler. I love this. Because when a toddler is learning how to walk, the little baby, the little toddler is learning how to walk, and the first thing is, you know, they'll try to stand up. Wee, I can stand. And then once they're standing up, they'll walk and take a few steps. And guess what? Boom, they fall down. But guess what happened? They get back up. And what do the parents do for those of you who have had toddlers? You encourage the toddler along the way. Stand up again. Try it again until you can do it. You're encouraging them. You don't tell them, stay down there. Oh, you failed. No. But we fail. We fall down. And we don't get back up. I think of one of my favorite songs by a gospel artist that's one of my faves, Donnie McClurkin. We fall down, but we get back up. And that's the key, that we continue to get back up. You have to do the same. I have to do the same. We have to do the same. Keep on trying until you succeed. Keep on trying until you reach your goals. Keep on trying until your vision is materialized. Keep on trying until you live your dream. Don't give up. Another reason why, common reasons why people fail, no plan. There's no clear roadmap on how will I achieve my success. One day you pull it out of the sky. I want to make $1 million. Yes. But you don't have a blueprint. You don't have a roadmap on how will you achieve that. You have to take that $1 million. If you're trying to do that in a year, break that down. How much do you have to make each month? How much do you have to make each week? How much do you have to make each day? How many calls does that take? How many sales does that take? Breaking it down, having a clear plan that you can truly see. The goals have to be clear. You have to have a clear plan. Your trajectory has to be clear. How will I close this gap from where I am to where I desire to grow. Again, staying mindful that the journey to success is a process. It doesn't happen overnight. It's a process. And so that process is our plan, our strategy that we have outlined before us. This is how we will close the gap and achieve what we desire to achieve. Any individual that has achieved great success, they will break down the numbers for you so quick. This is what you need to do. You want to make $1 million? This is what you need to do. And if you do those things, guess what? That plan will come into play. You will achieve the results that you desire. But so often we don't have a plan. We're just moving through life loosey-goosey, haphazardly. I want these results. And we don't know how we're going to get there. And that's why, another common reason why we fail. So you have to have a plan. In addition to having a plan, our goals must be clear. They can't be vague. Oh, I want to be successful. That's vague. When you get into the nuts and bolts of the specifics, clear, so often we can't get there because we don't know what it looks like. And because we don't know what it looks like, there's no clarity. It's too vague. We have to be specific. On our journey, we have to be specific. But being vague is why, one of the common reasons why people fail. Again, in my coaching practice, I assist individuals in this very area and all of the areas that we spoke about. But this area of getting clear on what is the vision, what does it look like, what are the desired goals, what is the dream, do you even know? Because with everything, it starts with the ability to envision, to see it on the inside, and then bring what we see on the inside to this material realm on the outside. And so we have to be able to not be vague, but be specific on our journey in what we desire. The other reason why, common reason why individuals fail, why we fail, is there's a lack of focus. This lack of focus comes in when, and I always giggle at this, when you have individuals who, in essence, you know, they're trying to handle too much. They have all of these goals, all of these projects, all at the same time. No focus. In essence, for me, I think about the jack of all trades and the master of nothing, of none. We have to hone in. We have to zone it in. So don't be a jack of all trades and a master of nothing. Start to focus your energy and choose what specific area will you be focused in on, the most important area, and then build from there. I want to take a pause at this time because I'm seeing the time, and I want to give those of you, our Global Listening audience, I want to go to the lines and hear from you. This is a time in our program when we invite you, our Global Listening audience, to share in the discussion, ask a question, make a comment around today's program and what you're hearing. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. We would love to hear from you. You've made a decision to invest this hour of empowerment, and we would love to hear your thoughts. If you're listening in from your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Again, we would love to hear from you. This is your time. Your resident empowerment coach is in session. If you need live coaching, you want to engage. I know sometimes it's uncomfortable to say something live over the airwaves. We get that all the time. I'll get the private messages and emails behind the scenes. So I get it, but we always want to give you that opportunity to chime in live with us. And it's always great to have you engage. But let's look at where have we been on this rich journey of evaluating the common reasons why people fail. Fail, as I stated, is a very hot topic. I don't know if it's a hot topic for you, but it definitely is a hot topic in my circles and those that I coach. It's a very hot topic that I'm evaluating all the time, that others that I know are evaluating regularly. Why? Because failure is a part of the process of success. If you told me you weren't concerned about this and you weren't dealing with this at some level, I would be really concerned because it's a part of the process. And so when we look at the common areas, we said one is the lack of commitment, not being committed 100% to your vision, to your goals, to your dream. You give up too soon. You throw in the towel because it's gotten a little difficult. It's like, and so you just quit before you're able to achieve your success. You just, it's too much because you're not 100% bought in. Procrastination, you fail to take action. You're always putting things off. And the next thing you know, you look up, oh my gosh, I have this big elephant before me. I have all of this stuff now to do because you weren't efficient with your time and your energy and you didn't focus and do what you needed to do. And now, because procrastination is the killer of our dreams, it really is, because your dreams are going to convert when you move and take action. And if you're not doing automatically, you're out of the race. You're out of the game. There's nothing in the atmosphere to allow yourself to even be in position. So you got to move. The fear of failure. You're afraid to even try. So you don't. You get stuck in this, oh my gosh, I don't know what's going to happen. And it paralyzes you. But you have to step out. You have to understand, again, that failure is an inevitable part of the process. It's a part of the journey. And it is to be expected. The key is, yeah, we may fall down. I have fallen down. But get back up. That's the key, to continuously get back up. We fall down, but continue to get back up. The other common reason why individuals fail is that they have no plan. They have no idea, no roadmap, no clarity around how am I going to accomplish my goals and achieve my dreams. I'm just going to be loosey-goosey, haphazard. I'm just going to go where the wind flows and blows and, you know, if I get there, great. If I don't, okay, whatever. So having a plan is so key. And that is an easy way in which many of us fall short. You know, the reality is, while it's true that you can lose the extra fat. Yeah, you'll lose it. But you have to diet and exercise. You must. It's not going to just melt away. I can say this for me personally. It all works together. So I can say, yeah, I want to lose all this weight. Woohoo! But if I don't have a plan that moves me in the direction of that, I will not be successful in that endeavor. So there's some things that one must do, and planning is a part of that. So to have that proper plan, in this case talking about a diet, to have that proper diet plan, that proven strategy can help you to be more effective and to achieve your desired results, your desired end. So we have to be strategic, and that's where the planning comes in. I must be strategic. You must be strategic in what you desire and having that clear roadmap. We need a plan. We have to have that blueprint Because without having a blueprint, without having a plan, there is no way that we're going to achieve our desired vision, goals, and dreams. It's simple. You simply have to have the plan. Because if you don't have the plan, you don't know what to do. It's a mystery. And so that helps to give us the clarity that we need. We also said that we have to make sure that we have clarity, the goals are clear, they're not vague, that we have to make sure that we stay focused, that we're not jacks of all trades, masters of nothings, we're, you know, over here and over there and we're here, all over the place. No, we have to zone in. You know, I want to share with you, our global listening audience listening in, that a great opportunity for you to zone in and to get into a group of like-minded individuals is the Coach Adams Winner's Circle, my personal and professional lifestyle growth plan, which offers you a multitude of things. You have monthly empowerment coaching and strategy planning sessions, monthly Ask Coach Adams Q&A discussion sessions. You have a half an hour one-on-one coaching session with myself, Coach Adams, to calibrate your dream and to set you on the pathway. Bonuses with experts, private Facebook group, on and on and on and on and on. If you're interested in getting more details on my winner's circle and you want to receive one full year of coaching through my winner's circle, give my team a call at 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. Or you may email admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. As we wind down today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and this rich discussion on the common reasons why we fail, I want to share with you that this is so heavy on me that I don't want you to lose focus on your goals. I know there's a lot going on in the world around us. It's been, wow, these past almost 2 years have been the most unpredictable, the most volatile, just so much going on in these almost 2 years. With the health crisis and with the political unrest and the contentious, political season, just social unrest, all of this, the financial woes, the challenges, the issues, the loss, so much. The highs and the lows, oh, we're out of it, we're coming back into it. It's just been so much that it's easy to lose focus of our vision, to lose focus on our goals. But I want you to know that in order for you to get different results, you have to be willing to do things differently if you want greater results and you want to truly achieve your dreams. And now is the time to connect with the right people, have the right people on your team, circling the wagons around you, the right support. And this is the perfect season for one-on-one coaching, group coaching, or my winner's circle. I have a full circle of empowerment to support you, and I want to encourage you, contact me so that you can find out which of the services that I have available would serve you and work well for you. Again, 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Know that I'm here for you. As we prepare to close out today, I want you to be aware, if you're not already, that I want to continue this dialogue with us. We have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. If you're not already a member of the open group, the Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, all are welcome. Simply ask to join, and you are welcome. Great platform to continue the conversation. Maybe you have a show recommendation, a guest, a question, whatever that may be, you can join us through and stay connected through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. If you have not yet gotten a little bit more familiar with Coach Adams and want to know more about who she is and how she can support you, visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. Again, have a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success, starting every Monday right here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. You know, receive empowering tools to win in life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. Next week, I want to dig in deeper, do a part two on why we fail, common reasons why we fail. Why is this so important? Because I want you to identify where do you need to make a shift so that you can get greater results on your journey and achieve greater success so that you can work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live your dreams. Work it now so you can win. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. We thank you so much for tuning into Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. I coach and you win.